We're learning Masech the Shabbos Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis. The Amid starts off. Ha'im God Gidi V'Sina Kloy Ashchi U'Bushchi Yeshu Mishandake Emiri. And the Emor goes on with a number of different cases where the Gemara says it's Yeshu Mishandake Emiri. Rashi Divet Maskel Yeshu Mishandake Emiri says V'Chaim B'Kulan Atzayif Pirkei Garsinon Hareza Midake Emiri V'Hachi Garis B'Tesefta. Rashi tells us that you have to be gairis in all the things that we have from here till the end of the perek. All of them are harezim mishum darke amayri or yeshbay mishum darke amayri. They're all aser because if limes lo sinachashu lo seinenu, it's darke amayri. Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's how I used to say in the shir, that when Rashi tells you hachi garsinon, you have to pay attention because he's not saying it's stam. He's saying hachi garsinon because there were rishonim that were gairis differently. And he's telling you that the correct use is this way. And that's to be a reason why he's saying it. Sometimes, like Taisus says, Rashi is mechadash a girsa. And Taisus complains that he's mechik the svarim. Sometimes, anyway, with two girsais, and Rashi was choosing one. But al-Kapanim, Rashi's coming lafuke, specifically another girsa that Sarmi Shainim had. Now, in this case, it's clear that Rashi's lafuke the saying that ain't by Mishum Darkei Amayri. That there was a girsa in the Gemara that these things are not Darkei Amayri. And Rashi is saying, no, these things are Darkei Amayri. And he says, and that's what maybe his raya was from the Tesefta, because the Tesefta didn't have the other girsa. And he felt that the Sifrei the Gemara should be Muga Alpi the Tesefta. Or maybe in Sori held that way. Or a Kabbalah from his Rebbeim about this Gemara, but I'll come upon him. Rashi is coming lafuke another girsa that's an Eimei Mishim Darkei Emiri. That was the Tshuvas of Rashba Chelek Alam Sim and Taf Yad Gimel, where he has his big arichas about all sorts of inyanim of refuah and Darkei Emiri and Kedema and Chayzim and Kechavim and all these things that brings Kama Gemaris. He writes that the girsa in our Svarim is Eimei Mishim Darkei Emiri. It's a raya that even supernatural things you could use when they're valid and legitimate. And he says that the girsa we have in our Sfarim is Eimei Mishum Darkei Emiri. Also, the Rambam quotes that Gemara, the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Kechavim, Perek in Aleph, Halacha Dalad, Eim Menachshim, Kaiv De Kechavim, Shem Leis Nachashu, and he brings it, V'chein Eilu Sha'imim, Shrei Tarnagol Zeh Shekara Arvis, Shrei Tarnagol Zeh Shekara Kamei Tarnagol, which our Gemara is, Shach the Tanagol Shikar Arvis, Tanagol Shikar Gavris, and he says it's Asir. So the Kesef Mishi brings down that the Ramach has the Kasha, Tema, the Mesech the Shabbos Armina, and the Mutta Lashach the Chachil of Eim Mishanaka Maybe. So the Kesef Mishi says, we're safe from Mutta is Damunloi. The Menuska the Don Kasa Kadiv Rebbeinu, the Chain and Divi Rashi. That the Ramach obviously had a safe with a mistake in it. Because our Nusach, our Svarim say, Eimei Mishum Darkei Emiri. But you see, the Ramach, his Svarim said, Eimei Mishum Darkei Emiri, not like our Svarim, V'yeshim Mishum Darkei Emiri. And this all came up because the Beis Yosef brings the Maril, that the Maril asks the question, the Gemara here says, if you say, Shkait Karnagoyla Shekairin Arvis, Rashi says like a raven, or a Tarnagoylis, or a hen that crows like a rooster, you should check it. The Beis Yosef in Siman Kufayin Tes brings from the Maril that Tzavai Sheb Yudah HaChassid said that Yudavka should do it. Yudavka should check it. So it's a Pella. How could the Yudah HaChassid tell you to do it when the Gemara says it's Darkei Emiri? So he says one teretz that the Gemara just says if you say Shichtu Tanagela Shikara Arvis Tanagela Shikara Arvis if you say it. But if you don't say it, you just shecht it. So then it's mutter. And then Mrs. the Ramah brings this. Now when you say it, it's Darkei Emiri. If you do it without saying it, then it's not Darkei Emiri. But it's a very shreit svar. What should be the svar lechalik if you say it or you don't say it? The Gain says that it's dvarim kashim kachaymus shinayim lignev das hamakayim. It's Marah. I think it's Marah, not Maril, but the Ramah brings it. Tav Zayin Asvara for them. It has to be that there's a Svara. Why saying it specifically is Darkei Emiri, not doing it? But I don't have any Svara to Vaila. He also says that he takes saw in the handwritten Tzavar Shevudah Chasa from Vudah Chasa Alain, he asks this kasha himself, and he says he wrote a teretz, but the one who was quoting that he saw this, he said he forgot what the teretz was. But the Maril says that that he was gairus in the Gemara, ein b'mishadarke maybe. And that's what the Gaon says, avadad es pshat, tamidah achasid, avadad pshat is he was gairus, ein b'mishadarke maybe. Like the gairus that Rashba has, the Gaon brings, the Rashba Shuvah Tafid Gimel, and the Ramach that the Kesef Mishnah brings. So Al-Karach, there's such a girsa, and that's a pshat. So it's a machlokes. Rashi and the Rambam hold it's asr, because that guy is yesh b'mishmadarki maybe. But the Eilim is samech on the girsa of ein b'mishmadarki maybe. But the guy brings a raya that this is a correct girsa, because he says, why did the Gemara only bring these? The Tesefta, if you look, the Tesefta, at the end of the Masechta, we have the Tesefta, Sefta brings tons of things that's Yeshua Mishandaki Emevi. And the Gemara doesn't bring all of them. The Gemara just brings these select few. So why would the Gemara only bring these and not the others? Elamai Faker. The Gemara picked out the ones that ain't Mishandaki Emevi. Either, and there was a shaila about these Gufa, and maybe the Gemara's on with the Sefta, or in the Sefta, these said, ain't Mishandaki Emevi. The Gemara wanted to bring, because what's the Chiddush of bringing a lot of things that are Darki Emevi? Everything's Darkei Amayri. Any type of superstitious thing would be called Darkei Amayri, unless we know that it has a good makar, and it's a valid thing, and you could do it. So there's no real inyan for the Gemara to bring down. That's how I'm teaching the guy, and I'm paraphrasing, but I think it's what the guy means, that because these are Eim Mishan Darkei Amayri, that's why the Gemara brings these. Because the Gemara didn't have to bring all the ones that are Yesh Mishan Darkei Amayri. As long as you don't know of any validity to it, then why do we darkei emayri? Then the Gemara brings the ones that are valid things, that are things that you could do, that you should do, that makes sense, that have a makar, even if we don't understand them logically. And those are yeshem shem darkei emayri. I mean, those are emayri shem darkei emayri, but everything else is yeshem shem darkei emayri. But I saw on the side of Shulchan Aruch in the Birkei Yosef that he says, and this stems with our girsa, he brings from the Rablazim Mimitz, the Uraim, and it's brought in the Goyis Maimini in Perik Yad Al Filchas Avei Dezara, that it says, Ein lehoisef misvara al mashamonacham sheis a kabbalah biyadim shumichukas aiv dekachav. You can't add things that are Darkei Amayri. Whatever the Gemara says is Darkei Amayri, that's Darkei Amayri, and you can't add anything else misvara. So the Birkei Yosef says there are a lot of things in the Tesefta that people do. And no one knows about the Tesefta, and people actually do them. So he says that lefi this sheet that we can't be Maisif anymore, so even if it's in the Tesefta, but since the Gemara didn't bring it, Vaisis is not Ikkim and it's not Darkei Amayri. And what the Gemara brought, these are the things that are Darkei Amayri and nothing else. So lefi this sheet, Bawataka Bimas, but why the Gemara brought these? Because these are the only things that are Aser. But it sounds to me very shver. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch certainly don't anar mashma that way, even though they are gairus that Tarnagol Shikara Gavris and Tarnagol Shikara. I mean Tarnagol Shikara Ivis and Tarnagol Shikara Gavris is Darkei Amayri, so the gairus that Yesh Mishum Darkei Amayri. The Rambam Malkapanim, I don't know about the Shulchan Aruch, but the Rambam Malkapanim says when he brings out all these things, saying V'chein Kol Kiyetsib Dvar Melo Kol Asur. Even though he's Gairis Yeshim Mishim Darkei Amayri, I guess the pshat is that these are just examples. And the Chayin is Svar is that way. Because Darkei Amayri means that you say Mecha Narishkaitin, so my nafkimina, the Narishkaitin that Chazal say, or other Narishkaitin that were made up afterwards. My nafkimina, this sign or that sign. Remember, I don't understand this shita of Rav Lezim Mimitz that the Gairis Mayim brings down, the Bekeyesef brings down Allah Chalamaisa, that you can't be Maisef Misvar Darkei Amayri. What should be the pshat? Lemaisa, if it's something which doesn't make sense, has no mocking for it, then avad is Darkei Amayri. Now that would explain the other gears, like the Gaon says, that if the gears ain't the Mishav Darkei Amayri, so the Gemara the red ice, these ones that Taka have a validity to them. But the Rambam, that's clearly gears Yeshu Mishav Darkei Amayri, like Rashi, and the Rambam clearly says, V'chein Kol Kesef is there, it's Taka a little bit shver, why did the Gemara bring Dafka these? And now let's start the seventh Berak. The Mishnah starts off, Klal Gadol L'Om B'Shamis, they said a big klal. If someone doesn't know that it's Shabbos Bechlet, there's such a thing as Shabbos Bechlal. He forgot that there exists such a thing in the world called Shabbos. If he does many malachas and many shabbosis, he's chayav one chatas. Hayadei ikar Shabbos. He knows there's such a thing as Shabbos, but like Rashi explains, he doesn't know that today is Shabbos. V'asa malachas haibah b'shabbosis haibah, chayav l'kol Shabbos v'shabbos. So if he has a shigga Shabbos and his other malachas, he knows there's such a thing as Shabbos, he knows which malachas are asir, but the reason why he's doing the malach is because he doesn't know that today is Shabbos, he mixed up the days. So then, he doesn't have any chiluk malachas, because there wasn't a shigas malachas, there was a shigas Shabbos. But each Shabbos gets another chatas. Hayidei shehu Shabbos, if he knows that it is Shabbos, so why is he doing the malachas? Because he doesn't know these malachas are asir. Shigas malachas and zadin Shabbos. V'asim malachas harbe shabbos is harbe. Chayev v'kal av malacha u'malacha. Then he's chayev for each malacha. And Rashi says that he's not chayev for each Shabbos. See, Nemesis is a machlekes in Masech Deskrisus after Zayin and Mebeis. There is a man, the Yomid there, that every Shabbos is called a guf and muchlakim. Every Shabbos is a different guf. So according to that, even by Shigas Malachas and Zadin Shabbos, you'd be chayev on each malacha, and you'd be chayev also on each Shabbos, and each malacha of each Shabbos. But Rashi wasn't going that way. Rashi was going like the other man, the Yomid, that Shabbos and Naki guf and muchlakim. We don't pass in that way. But by a day, Iker Shabbos, there's a din of Yom Bein Atayim have a Yediyah L'chalik. That the days in between are a Yediyah L'chalik. So it's not considered Behel HaMechot. And that only applies by Shigga Shabbos. By Shigga Shabbos, you didn't know it was Shabbos. So the days in between are a Yediyah that it's Shabbos. And the Mela, the next Shabbos comes, it's considered a different Helam. Now Shein came by Shigga's Malachas, when you didn't know that it was a Malacha. So the days in between didn't tell you anything that it's a malacha. That doesn't teach you, that doesn't lie the idea on the malacha. So therefore, you're chayev on each malacha, but you're not chayev on each Shabbos. That's how Rashi is learning the Mishnah. But there's a machlekes Rishonim, a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, and there's also a Rashbam that the Rishonim bring, which are going to speak. What exactly is the svara of Yom Bein Atayim Havi Yediyah L'chalik? And it's negeya, halacha, not just in the lumnus of the svarah, but what are the ramifications? When do you say that Yom Shebein Atayim have a Yediyah L'chalik and when not? Rashi says that the svarah of Yom Shebein Atayim have a Yediyah L'chalik means She'i efshe sh'loi shama bein Atayim she'is yom have a Shabbos. El shenis kloi b'malacha shenasu boi. It's a mitzias. You happen to know you could forget one day at Shabbos, but by the time the next Shabbos came around, Yizicha knew at one point that the day that you didn't realize was Shabbos at the time was indeed actually Shabbos. Now, if at that time you realized you did malachas, so then of course you'd be chayiv another chatas, that's not hella mechot. If you knew about the aveira and you're neschayiv a chatas, avada, the next time you do the aveira, even on the same Shabbos, avada, that's going to be a different chatas. The whole discussion of chilek hatayis is when you do them behella mechot, you don't have the idea. So Rashi says, even though you didn't know you did the malacha, all you knew was that it was Shabbos, but there's a chiddush, since that's the idea you were missing, and that idea you have, even though at the time that you had the idea, you didn't know about the malacha that you did, it's also called the idea l'chalik. It wouldn't be called that you did them behel mechad, it would be called the idea in between, to mechalik the two averis, to do different chatois. That's how Rashi explains it. Now, l'chaya, it should come out halacha l'maisa according to Rashi, that let's say Yitaka didn't know, l'mashal. Let's say a person was wandering the midbar, and he wasn't in the yeshiva people, and he was keeping cheshbon, but he got mistaken cheshbon. He got mistaken. He thought that Friday was Shabbos, and Shabbos was Sunday, and Sunday was Monday, and azei v'ayta. So he was out there, out of civilization for, several months, surviving on the food and the game that he was able to catch, and he was keeping Shabbos, but he didn't have. He had the wrong day. He made a mistake. Comes to civilization and he finds out it's not Monday, it's Sunday. So come dice, all the times, all the different weeks he was mechalel Shabbos, he worked on the wrong day. See, he didn't have the idea in between that it was Shabbos. He was out of civilization. He had no idea. So according to Rashi, he'd be one chatas. That's what should come out. Now, Tosfos asks kama kashas on Rashi, and the Ramban goes at Rashi, and the Ramban answers all Taisus kashas, and we'll speak about each one of them. Because Taisus holds that Yom Mishpachim Taim Evidil L'Chalik is a Gzeiris HaKasuf. Even without any idea, the fact that there's Yemei Heter in between, that's the Gzeiris HaKasuf. We learn that from a Pasuk. The Gemara is later a Pasuk that Rishon Bnei Yisrael says Shabbos, that each Shabbos has its own Shmira. You learn that from a pasuk to mechalik the Shabbosis. And if you don't hold that the Shabbosis are called gufim mechlakim, the pshat in the pasuk is that whenever you have yom and bein atayim, you have yemei heter in between. So that called the idea. They have the same din as the idea, even though you didn't have any idea bechlal. But yom and bein atayim have a idea lechalik. So Rashi holds it's a svara that the yom bein atayim is the pshat that you take a new Shabbos. So even though at that time you didn't know about the Aveiru, you didn't know you did a Malacha, but the Chilik is because you knew it was Shabbos in between. And Taisos has nothing to do with what you knew. What you knew is completely irrelevant. It's Xeris HaKasav that you may head there in between have a Din Yediyah. So Taisos has a Kasha Rashi from a Gemara later. The Gemara says like this. If let's say somebody does Ksira, knowing that Ksira is a Malacha, but not knowing that it's Shabbos. And then he remembers that it's Shabbos, but he forgets that Ksira is Malacha, and he does Ksira again. So the Gemara is Mavurim, Abai and Rav both say he brings one Chatas. Since he just did Ksira, he did it twice, but they were both Ksira, they're both the same Malacha. The first time he did the Malacha, B'shigah Shabbos, Mizadin Malachas. The second time he did the Malacha, Mizadin Shabbos, B'shigah Malachas. Yechayev one. According to Rashi, once he knew that it was Shabbos, that should be Yediyah. He did the first Malacha B'Shigah Shabbos as other Malachas. Then he did a Ksira again, knowing that it's Shabbos, but not knowing that it's a Malacha. But if he knew that it was Shabbos, that should be Yediyah. So you see that knowing that it's Shabbos doesn't count B'Chlal. There has to actually be Yemei Chayil in between. But the fact that he found that it was Shabbos before doing the next Malacha B'Shigah Malachas, that's not called the Yediyah. Mamish Mefurish, not like Rashi. So the Ramban answers that when do you say that knowing that a Shabbos is a Yediyah when he also knew about the Malacha? He also knew not that he did the Malacha, but he also knew that the Malacha is Aser. So Kumtais has all the information that it's Aser. He just didn't know that he did the Malacha at this time. That's the case when you say it's a Yediyah L'Chalik. He did a Malacha B'Shigah Shabbos. And then he found that it was Shabbos, and the time he found that it was Shabbos, he also knew the Malacha was Aser, but he forgot that he did the Malacha. That's called the Yediyah. Because now he has a full Yediyah that what he did was Aser. He just forgot that he did it. Masha'en Cain, in the case of the Gemara where Enoch and Ami started with Shigah Shabbos, and now he knows about Shabbos, but now he doesn't know about the Malacha. So Vaitei doesn't have the Yediyah. He doesn't have enough information to know that what he did was Aser. It's not just he didn't know that he did it, he actually did know he did it. He didn't know what he did was Aser. So even though it's switched from Shigah Shabbos to Shigah Malachas, but they still didn't have the idea. That's the first kasha of Taisus, and that's the Yishuv in the Ramban. Taisa Karach holds that there's no Svar L'Chalik. Once he knew the idea was missing, he just now is missing a different idea. Mali, if he's missing the idea that the Malach is Aser, Malif is missing the idea that he did the Malacha. But the Rabban holds no. If he's missing the idea that the Malacha is Aser, he still didn't have the idea of the Iser to be called the idea L'Chalik. If he has the idea now, both that it's Shabbos and that the Malacha is Aser, he just didn't know that he did it, that's called the idea. Then Taisus asks two more questions. One is that just knowing it's Shabbos is not the idea of the Chalal. They have no idea of the Chait. Knowing that it's Shabbos is not called the idea. And he also asks that if you're going to say that EF Shishloi Neida, that means he had an actual idea that it was Shabbos, and you hold that the idea was Shabbos is good enough, even though at that time if you got it, he did the Malacha, so what do you need a Pasuk for? The Gemara brings a Pasuk. The Gemara is Xeris Akasiv, Shavanei Yisrael Shabbos, Shmir Achasachal Shabbos is Shabbos. Why do you need a Pasuk? It's a Svara. So Zagdir and Ban, that these two questions is called the Meteretzes Bechaverta. Avadu, without the Pasuk, I would say that you tackle like Taisus. You need the idea of the Chait. That's what you do without the Pasuk. And just knowing that it was Shabbos, if at the time they knew it was Shabbos, you didn't know you did the Malacha, that wouldn't be called the idea. But now that we have a pasuk gzeiros hakasuv that each Shabbos is a different mechayev, so Rashi learns gzeiros hakasuv isn't stam and musul b'loy taima. The gzeiros hakasuv teaches you that yediya of Shabbos, that is alone a yediya to be mechalik. Now Taisus asks another kasha. Taisus asks a kasha. The Gemara brings the same idea by nida of yom shabbatayim have yediya lechalik. The Gemara increases. Shells it also to Nida. And the Gemara says, what's the case of Yom Shabbatayim Deal Chalik by Nida? She says, let's say someone's Ba'il a Nida. And you know she was a Nida. So it's Chayav V'chatas. Then, subsequently, she was Tevel. She was Tahar. And then she became a Nida again. And again, another time, he didn't realize that she was a Nida. And he was Ba'il again. And he never found out that the first time he was Ba'il a Nida. So the Gemara uses the same sort of Yom Shabbatayim Tayyim Avi Yediyah L'chalik. So Taisa says, according to me, this Gemara is good, because it's Xeris HaKasav, that Yemei Heter happened to be Yediyah L'chalik, even if there was no Yediyah. He never knew that she was an Eder originally. He doesn't know she's an Eder now. But since in between the first Nidus and the second Nidus there was Yom Shabbatayim Tayyim, there were days that she wasn't an Eder, the Yemei Heter, so that has a chshivas of yediyah. And that's the same idea, just like with Shabbos and Chayif each Shabbos. Why? Because the are Yemei Heter Ben Atayim. So that's Mechalak Deshkaga. The Yemei Heter Ben Atayim is Mechalak Deshkaga. Here also, there was Yemei Heter Ben Atayim. She was Teivel in between. So the Yemei Heter Ben Atayim is Mechalak Deshkaga. But according to Rashi, by the days of the week, so then I understand that, of course, if someone doesn't know today is Shabbos, he's not going to go through a whole week never figuring out the right date. It's just a temporary lapse. Obviously, somewhere subsequently in the week, he'll know that it's Wednesday and that 4 days ago was Shabbos. But by Nidus, Mechatesa, why should he find out that she was a Nida then? Just because she was Teivel in between. So that's a raya, the Yom Shabbatayim have Yediya L'chalik doesn't mean an actual Yediya. It means as it didn't like a Yediya because it's Yemei Heter Ben Atayim. That's Taisus. So the Ramban says that Rashi is going to have to learn that the pshat is he knows when she's teifel. A leil tevila is something that the husband's aware of. So even though he forgot, or maybe even never knew she was an Ida, but now that she's teifel, so of course he knows that she was an Ida. But at that time, when after she's teifel and he finds out that she was an Ida, he forgot then that he was ba'il her. If he didn't, then it wouldn't be halamechot. But it's mamash the same thing as Shabbos. The pshat is that when she's Teivel in between, so he knows, she's Teivel. Obviously that means that she wasn't Ida. So that's called the Yediyah, even though he didn't know about the Chet. But the Yediyah that he was missing, that she wasn't Ida, now he has, because now he knows she wasn't Ida. And Mimel, that's called the Yediyah L'chalik. Now the Ramban brings the Rashbam, the other Rishayim Musa bring a Rashbam, that holds somewhere in the middle. Rashi holds, you have to know that that day was Shabbos. The day that you did the Malacha was Shabbos. You just forgot that you did the Malacha that day. Taisus holds, you don't have to know anything. The Rishbam holds in the middle. You don't have to know that day was Shabbos, but you have to know at some point that it was Chayil. It's not good enough that there are Yemei Heter. You have to know about the Yemei Heter. So that's a Shabbos by Nida, if she was Teivel in between. So obviously he knew that she was Mutter at this time. So he knew about the Heter. He didn't know that she was ever a Nida, but she knows. He knows now she's not a Nida. That's called the Yediyah. Lefi Zeh will come in the case that I gave, that someone got mixed up in the calendar. Lefi Rashi, we said, there wouldn't be Yediyah L'chalik, because he never knew that day was Shabbos. He still has the calendar mixed up. It's only if he's in civilization, then he'll know. Then he'll have it straight sometime during the week. But if he's out of civilization, and he thinks that Friday is Shabbos, and Shabbos is Sunday, and Sunday is Monday, so he doesn't have a Yediyah Ben Atayim. Now Shaykh and the Rishbam would call that a Yediyah, because he knows it's Chayil. He never found out that day was Shabbos. Knowing it's Chayil is good enough. So those are the three Shittas. Rashi says you have to know sometime in the middle that day was Shabbos. Taisa says you don't have to know anything. The Rishbam says you have to know sometime in the middle that today is Chayil. You have to know about the Chiluk. And the same thing with Nida. Rashi would hold he has to know at some time afterwards that she wasn't Nida then. And he knows it because she's Teivel. And when she's Teivel, he knows about the Tefillah, so he knows that she wasn't Ida, even though he didn't know that he was Ba'il her at that time. Taisa says you don't need to know anything, as long as there were, you may have to in between. And the Rishbam says you have to know that she's Mataris now. You didn't have to ever know that she was ever an Ina, but you have to know she's Mataris now. And according to everyone, it's not a din in Shabbos, even though the Gzeres HaKasev is said by Shabbos. But whatever chiddush you have by Shabbos, whatever chiddush of this yom bein time of Adiyah L'chalik, would apply to other Yisurim also, would apply to Nida also if you have yom bein time. Perhaps it would apply to Eishas Ish also, if he was Boil in Eishas Ish and then she became Megureshes or Nisalman and then she got married again, you'd have yom bein time of Adiyah L'chalik. But the same issue. The Minchas Aril is Ma'ir, and it's Girecht, that you see from this Inyan that a Yediyah in between two Shkagais is Mechayev another Karban is not because the Yediyah is a Mechayev. Could we have that also? We'll see later in the parak we have Rabbi Yechanan, that holds Yediyah is Mechalkas by Neida V'chazav V'neida. It could be the Yediyah that's Mechayev a Karban itself is Mechalik. That's a later Sugya. But that's not the whole Vart. Not everyone agrees to that. But everyone agrees that two Zeisim Mechalev, or two Ksiris on Shabbos, v'shtei halomais, is Chayev Shtayim. But it's not the Pshat, because you already have a Mechayev on the first one, and now that Behechuk will make a second Mechayev on the second one. The Vart is, because you have a Yedi in between. So it's not Shkog Achas. That's why you can have, according to Rashi, a Yedi of Shabbos being Maspik to be called a Yedi. It's not called one Shkaga. The Shkaga was Shabbos, and you have a Yedi in between. So it's called a separate Shkaga. According to Taisi, you have a Xeris Akasav. Since it's Yimei Het Tevein Atayim, that's called the Yedi. It makes it a separate Shkaga. He says you find there's a thing of, let's say, the other way. Could two half Zeisim be Mitztarif to a Chiyiv Chatas? Let's say someone eats a half a Gezayis of Chelev, or is Kaitzer, a half a Gregorius, and has the Yedi. And then he forgets, and he does another half. So, there's a man, the Amr, and that's called the Yediyah to be Mechalik, the two halves, and it can't be Chayev. Because it's not called one Shkaga, even though the Yediyah is not Mechayev anything. He also brings, let's say, Yediyah Suffolk. Someone ate a Kazayas of Chalev, and he has a Suffolk if he did or he didn't. He has to bring an Ashim Tali. And then he eats another Kazayas of Chalev, and then he finds out that he ate both of them. He finds that Pateris Vanda, he ate the first one and the second one. So he brings the Gemara in Krisus. And that's called the Yediyah, even though it wasn't Mechayev and Mechatas. You can't bring a Chatas on a Suffolk. The Tari says you need one Shkaga. There's a lachas of Yediyah when it makes it ice one Shkaga. That's the Yisayid here of Yom Shvenetayim of Yediyah L'chalik.